I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. Hello and welcome. Welcome. I got flustered at the beginning of the show suddenly because I have two incredible guests here who, well, they've personally met every celebrity just about that you'd ever want to meet. Wouldn't you say that's true, guests?
True, true.
Yes. Now, the lady's voice, that is Kathy Hutchins.
Yes, it is.
The man is Dave Edwards.
Yes, it is.
And I am going to say, I'm going to be so bold as to say that you two are the biggest photographers when it comes to celebrities in the world. Now,
I'm going to accept that title. Yes, absolutely.
I am big.
You guys are big.
But it's not necessarily the biggest as far as, but I'll take a little bit of what you're given.
No. Well, I've looked at your work and I know every one of those people. They're very well known. How close are you with the celebrities you shoot? And let's talk about some of those names. I'll say a name and I want you to tell me what you think about them. Okay. And then I do want to know how well you know them. Let's start with some of the ladies. All right. Jennifer Aniston.
I shot her dad on Days of Our Lives and have shot her ever since she first came to prominence, many times with her dad, many, many times alone or with her spouse or boyfriend or whoever.
So did you know her as a little girl on the carpet?
I knew her as a young lady, up-and-coming talent.
Did you see right away this is someone who's got it?
No.
You went to none. Okay. Dave, any thoughts on Jennifer?
I don't have as much experience with her as Kathy does. I've shot her on the carpet. There's really been no interaction, so I can't say that I know her on any level. But I've shot her over the last 10, 15 years, through her friend's years up until current day, and she's fine. I have no problems with Jennifer Aniston, but I can't say I know her.
All right. Now, when we talk about the red carpet, let's be very clear, because I know you two have a problem if anyone were to call you the P word.
The P word.
Tell me.
Goodness.
Tell us about the P word.
P stands for paparazzi, which we are not.
We're event photographers.
We're invited here to these red carpets by the publicists just as the celebrities are. They want us there. They expect us there. The celebrities are there to be photographed by us, and it's all above board. These days, the word paparazzi is reserved for the photographers who are not invited, who generally are chasing celebrities down the street in their cars, hiding in bushes, et cetera, et cetera. And the two worlds really don't interact very much. So although the general public thinks the word paparazzi applies to any celebrity photographer, it doesn't. That ended basically with the death of Princess Diana. And there would be people coming up to us, event photographers who were there, invited and pointing the finger at us going, "You killed Diana." And no, that's not what we do.
Right.
We are not paparazzi. We're event photographers. And
is there a snobbery or a sense of feeling better than those paparazzi?
I don't think I feel better than them. I don't regard myself in that manner. It's just we're two different things and we do two different things. So they need to own what they do and I own what I do.
There's a different approach. Mm-hmm. They are a lot more aggressive. We are more cajoling, trying to get the good look in our camera and asking for it. They're demanding it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're more friendly.
We're trying to make them look good. Paparazzi are probably more interested in covering the negative aspects.
Okay, good.
True. Got that.
Would you ever go to the dark side?
Oh, I did.
Really?
When I first started, and I was horrible at it.
Because?
I didn't want to be nasty. I wanted to ask permission, and so I wasn't getting what I was being paid by tabloids to go out and get, and I was a failure.
Is there more money in being a paparazzi than versus red carpet?
Yes. Historically, there's been more money in paparazzi because if you get the exclusive shot, if you're the only one that has it, then you can demand a higher price, particularly if it's for something that the public wants. When we're standing on a red carpet, we're going to be standing next to 10, 20, 30, 40 other photographers all shooting the same thing. So exclusives don't really enter into what we do. But you might also spend months as a paparazzi trying to get that exclusive and get nothing. So it depends on how good you are. The top paparazzis, yeah, probably make more than the top red carpet photographers. But
when I go to red carpets, what really blows me away is there might be a big premiere. There could be 50 to 100. I mean, there are a lot of red carpet photographers. And what I'm always wondering is what separates one from the other in their pictures? Is it some of it just luck and that the person, they look in your lens? I mean, there's got to be more than just a lotto.
There is a relationship you develop with publicists, the talent, the ability to get them to look into your camera can be done by those relationships. It can be done by yelling and screaming at people. You're doing it wrong. Look at my camera. Different people have different methods. Method is usually to compliment and flirt.
Well, I'm very open to that myself, so feel free throughout the show.
It's okay, Vic. I'll see you later.
What's your style, Dave?
I have a few key lines that I will throw out there almost every time to every celebrity that tends to work. You say, eyes right here. People don't generally, a lot of people say, look here, look this way, and they look generally in that direction. But when you say, eyes right here, they tend to latch right onto the lens. And then when you want them to turn the way you want them to turn, a lot of people will say, turn and face me, and they'll turn their head only, which is not what you're looking for. I will say, turn and face me, and I will hold my hand out and gesture that the entire body needs to turn and look right at my lens. By and large, it works.
When I'm asking for an over-the-shoulder, I'll do the opposite. I will say, because you can't always hear what's happening on the carpet. Mm-hmm. So I'll get somebody's eyes, and I do that, and most of the women know that means I want an over-the-shoulder.
Now, are you ever, this may sound strange, but are you ever concerned that some of the other photographers will steal some of your lines?
Well, that's a fair question, Vic.
It is a fair question. And then suddenly...
They do. Uh-huh, and everybody steals from everybody else. Whether or not you sell a picture has a lot more to do with your relationship with magazines and your outlets than it does to whether or not they're looking in your camera.
Okay, so it's complex. It's not just about the picture.
There is so much complexity to it. It changes on a weekly basis. So,
well, let's talk about some other names here. Scarlett Johansson.
Again, I shoot her on the carpet. She is professional on the carpet, but she does not have a lot of give and play with the press. Not a lot of interaction. Never spoken to her on any personal level. It's just been on red carpets. You get what you need. She gives what you need. I wouldn't say she's one of the most personable people on the carpet, but she's professional, and she always looks good, and she's well put together.
And she listens to her publicist. So if you know the publicist, you look at him, you go, I need more. He'll turn her to look at you.
That's interesting. I wouldn't have known that. Who's your favorite female? Well, let's start with you, Dave. And I don't mean your dating life. And what you do in your personal life online. I'm talking specifically shooting professionally. It could be someone you've had a relationship over the years, maybe you have a connection with.
Oh, that's a very difficult question to answer.
You're turning red, which almost
I'm turning
makes me
red
think,
because
have a relation-
like Kathy a- knows exactly the dilemma I'm in answering this question. They're the celebrities you shoot that you're going to make money off of. I mean, it's easy to say, oh, of course, I want to shoot Angelina Jolie or I want to shoot Gwyneth Paltrow because you're going to make the most money off selling somebody like that. But I have no relationship with them, and they have no reason to give me the time of day over any other photographer. There are other names, perhaps less famous names, who I have good working relationships with and I'm friendly with, and I shoot all the time, and it's a pleasure to shoot. A name I would throw out there is a good friend of mine. I helped her get onto her first red carpet, and she is a good friend of mine to this day, is Mary Carey, who is... always a pleasure to shoot. She always listens to me. She always wears the right clothes. She shows up to the events I tell her to show up to. She poses.
For those who don't know Mary Carey.
She was the porn star who ran for governor in the state of California. And she went on to do several reality TV series, Sober House and the Dr. Drew series and
now
things like that.
Now I know why you were turning red.
Well, because Kathy knows you're expecting me to say, Gwyneth Paltrow.
I wasn't sure, and I'm happy you gave me a surprise answer.
People, I mean, you're never going to get much inroads with somebody like Gwyneth Paltrow or Angelina Jolie. They are in a protective bubble. Their publicists and their representatives act as a barrier between you and them, and you're going to get what they are going to give. But when you, you know, deal with a Mary Carey or someone on that level, you can have a personal relationship with them, a friendship, where they will listen to you, you'll talk to them, you'll tell them what to go, and it's much, much easier. Now, it's so much nicer.
Do you have her number in your phone? Is it that kind of friendship?
I'll probably speak to her 5 more times today, yes.
Are you dating her?
I'm not dating her. She's a married woman.
That's a weird question.
She is a married woman.
She's an
adult
actress.
I'm friends with her husband as well. Oh,
so adult actresses and being married means...
But they have friends too.
Ah.
And she's good on the carpet.
Oh, I heard. I'm sure she is. Which carpet are you talking about?
Oh.
not sure Next? She has that carpet currently, but yeah.
He's turning red again.
Yeah, people on that level who... They're eager for what we do. They appreciate the press.
And they're excited, right?
They're
really excited and happy to be there and to see you and that you take an interest.
So I would rather deal with people who appreciate what we do and listen to us and like what we do than some of the major A-list stars who look at us as a necessary evil, the thing they have to do, but they'd really rather not.
Right, like someone we have to tolerate.
Exactly.
All right. You know we were coming to you, Kathy.
Absolutely.
Who's your fave?
I have many favorites, and to mention one would not be totally fair, but I'm going to.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, I know the question was directed to you, but I have to tell you this. I am totally straight. I'll start with that. I have a total man crush on that guy. He just seems like such a good guy.
He is a good guy.
Jenny, our producer, she's nodding too. Yeah, tell me more about this.
Well, I met him for the first time many, many years ago when he was playing on a little series called Alias.
Mm-hmm.
He was a third or fourth character playing a minor role, but a regular. And they would do red carpets, and I would just do my thing, and, hey, Bradley, over here, let's get a few pictures. I would start the buzz. And I would take the picture, and then other photographers start the buzz.
Oh, you were like the first to really see something?
So I would take his picture, and then the people around me would say, well, if she's taking his picture, everybody else should. And I mean, we're like, if somebody takes a picture, you think you need it. So you start it, and then people catch on, and they shoot too. And every time he'd come on a carpet, I would go, hey, Bradley, good to see you. What's going on? And he would stop and smile. Well, lo and behold... 10, 15 years later, he's a major movie star. And you know what? He still remembers. He still greets me every time he sees me. And we always have this look of, boy, how far have we come? Mm-hmm. It's really special.
Well, you, in a way, you helped make his career.
Well, I may have had a little part in appreciating his career.
Well, no one sees you, no one knows about you. So you did have a big part. I would say.
Well, thank you, Vic. I'll claim a little.
Take part. The credit, Kathy.
Yeah, okay, I'll take credit.
Now, I remember we were talking, and I think you enjoy Tom Cruise. Is that right?
Oh, boy, do I enjoy Tom Cruise. I had an experience where I've been shooting him ever since I first came on the scene 25 years ago. And through the years, stars start to remember faces. They start to remember who's nice to them and who's not. And shortly after he and Katie Holmes got together, he was at a premiere, walking the carpet with her, and he came over to me, shook my hand, and said, you've cut your hair. I like it. Blow me down with a feather. I couldn't believe he actually recognized that I had a haircut, much less commented on it in the midst of all this going on in his life.
Yeah.
And he is regarded far and wide by most photographers as being the nicest guy on the red carpet. He makes sure everybody gets what they need.
Now, is it because he's, you would say, a nice guy? Or is it also because he's just a really smart business guy? Or maybe a combination of both?
I think it's a combination of both. I think he is a nice guy. I don't know him personally, but certainly publicly, he has a very nice reputation. He's very nice on the carpet. He makes sure we all get what we need. And he's considerate
of
us.
Rare.
Now, when you say he makes sure, does he literally say before he leaves, everyone got what they need?
He has said that. Okay. And he will look into every single camera, every single lens, two or three passes to make sure that everybody gets their eyes in the lens photo. And he's always got the good expression. He's always, you know, he's giving up exactly what photographers want. I'm sure part of that is a smart business decision because he's trying to publicize his projects.
But he's also relaxed on the carpet and is willing to play around with photographers. Mm-hmm. One recent premiere, another photographer and I started yelling out, "He's my boyfriend. No, he's my boyfriend. No, he's my boyfriend." And he was cracking up, just loving the interplay.
Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't?
Well,
he's very relaxed on the carpet. He's very at ease, and he's a pro at it.
So those are you say you're on the top of the list for both of you.
I also adore the soap stars. The genre is such where they're amenable. They know what they're doing. They come to a red carpet. They don't have huge egos about whether or not they want to be shot. They come, smile, pose well, and move on. And it's a pleasure to shoot them.
Let's talk Brad Pitt.
Okay.
How's he? Is he good on the carpet?
I've heard that he's very good on the carpet. He's also one that likes to play a little bit. He'll engage.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Depp?
He's okay on a carpet. You get what you need from Johnny Depp. He's not nearly as interactive or playful. But I will say this. There are photographers in the press line who had been shooting him since before 21 Jump Street. Not me. I'm not one of them. But I know the photographers who did, and he will come up and greet them and shake their hand and talk to him, and Johnny Depp remembers who was there for him before he was a big star. So I give him all the credit in the world for that.
Steve Martin?
Next.
Really? He's difficult.
Generally speaking, I find that the funniest comedians are some of the most difficult people on the carpet.
Unbelievable. That's so surprising.
There is one exception, or was one exception. Robin Williams was a jewel on the carpet. He would entertain each and every photographer every time he walked on a carpet. And you saw him coming, and you just started smiling because you knew he was going to do something funny.
We all, anyone alive, pretty much, with, you know, knows... Except, I guess, a newborn wouldn't know. But those of us who've been around a little bit, you know, Robin Williams, we all have our stories about him. As far as we all feel like most of us feel like we know him. Like he's a friend. Like someone, you know, he put off this sense of familiarity where you just, like I said, someone you just felt like you knew even though you've never met him. Yet you two did know him. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are with his recent passing.
I just wish we could have given him some of the joy he gave us. I mean, depression is a really, really nasty illness. And it's an illness.
Have you had to deal with that?
Personally, I deal with it, yes.
Still?
Yes.
So it kind of had more of a personal meaning as well, I would suppose.
Yes, it does.
I deal with depression myself. And, you know, there. You always wonder, or I won't say you, but I wonder, like, where's that fine line? Like, thank God I've never been at that place, you know, because it's a blessing I haven't. I'm not close. But I just imagine what the pain must have been to actually be there and to do that. You know?
I don't know, but may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
And thank you for all the laughs and all the smiles and all the good, good, wonderful work you left behind.
What were your thoughts, Dave?
It was a tragedy, and it was completely unexpected. Obviously, I didn't know him personally, but you know the public persona. And like Kathy, I have experienced his personality on the red carpet, and he was fun. He was funny. He was upbeat. I mean, I've read the stories through the years that he dealt with depression, and I know how serious depression can be, but never did I see that coming. And it was a shock, and it was a loss, because he was such a talent. And it is a sad day for all of us that this happened.
What was your first experience with Robin Williams?
I don't even remember. I just remember I was laughing so hard I could hardly take a picture. He was absolutely engaging and charming and funny.
He was on. I mean, he was every time we saw him, he was on. And it was just as entertaining to see him on a red carpet as it was to see him on the screen.
And the last memory I have of him is probably one of the most favorite I have. We were doing a party for CBS TV shows. And Sarah Michelle Gellar, who he was co-starring with in a new series, was walking the carpet. All of a sudden, I hear from behind me, "Sarah, over here, Sarah, Sarah, over here, over here, over here." And I'm turning around like, who's this jerk behind me? It was Robin Williams.
With
behind
you guys.
The photographers, calling for her as a gag, but calling for her. And it was Robin. He was laughing. He was having a good time.
Yeah. What about you? Any fun memories? Specific memories?
Not one as funny as that, although I remember that. And it was pretty darn funny. No, just his general demeanor on the carpet. He was always playing with photographers. He was always having a good time. He was fun to shoot. So anytime you saw him at a carpet, you're like, oh, things are about to get entertaining. And he never failed to deliver.
Isn't it true that the more fun the celebrity's having, the more fun you're having, and also often that means the more likely the picture is going to get seen somewhere?
I would say yes. But remember, there's still cameras, not motion cameras. So if you're having fun on the carpet, do it slowly.
So we can get the shot. Right. And then Lauren Bacall just passed away.
Ah, Lauren.
What are your thoughts on that? No.
I don't have nearly as much experience shooting Lauren Bacall as Kathy does. I have shot her over the last 10 years. She never seemed to take herself too seriously on a red carpet. She always seemed to sort of have a sarcastic sense of humor about what was going on. She would pose for you, but she always sort of had like, isn't this ridiculous that all of you should be here shooting a picture of me? I'm not sure if she enjoyed it or not, but I think that mindset kind of made it fun for her, and it kind of made it fun for us too, because we're all sort of in on the gag of really kind of how ridiculous a red carpet can be. Mm-hmm. So in that respect, I think she probably had a good sense of humor, but I can't say I knew her personally.
You know, I just want to let all of you know who are listening or watching, you can give us a call at 800-893-9562. 800-893-9562 if you have any questions for Dave or Kathy. Now, I'm just curious, like, why are you guys doing this as a career? I mean, are you secretly big Hollywood celebrity fans? Did you want to be an actor or actress at some point in your lives? Or?
No.
why this?
I started off my career as an accountant.
Oh, that makes sense a lot. That's common.
Makes a good sequitur, doesn't it? Huh. I was a fan. I was collecting autographs in my spare time. And I started to see all the photographers at the same places I was collecting autographs and kind of thought, why not try it? And so began another career.
What was the first picture you sold?
Maria Osmond pregnant at a nightclub. Doing a show.
Wait, getting pregnant at a nightclub?
No. Okay. She was already well pregnant.
Okay, that would be a different kind of picture.
And it sold through Michelson Photo Agency, my first agent, and he got a lot of money for it.
How much?
Back then, it was $1,000.
For one photo?
For one photo, to the National Enquirer.
And what did you get out of that, money-wise?
50%.
Is that how it works?
Well, it's changed a lot, and the money is nowhere near that now. And if you think of making this a career, think again. It's a career that has changed so much, the money isn't there anymore.
Because of what?
Dave?
The internet putting most magazines out of business, magazines getting thinner and thinner, smaller and smaller, less titles, more competition coming into the business, and the internet with the rise of Instagram and the rise of the celebrity selfie. There's just so many more sources for celebrity imagery that the more sources there are, the less any of it becomes valuable.
So it's truly supply and demand.
Exactly.
We used to shoot slides, which were a very, very non-forgiving form of media. And you had to actually be a decent photographer in order to capture an image on slide that was usable. Now you can be a really bad photographer and fix everything in post. Go to Photoshop and fix most anything.
So, but I mean, there are people making a career out of it. I'm talking to two of them.
Yes, there are still people making a career out of it, and we still have careers in it because we've been in it a long time. I think it would be difficult for somebody to step into this job now and be able to support themselves fully on it. But there are those, if they find a niche, they come in and they manage to succeed.
What, for the Marie Osmond picture, is that that was a career changer for you, or kind of put you in a different level?
No, it was just a, oh my, I might be able to do this.
Dave, what about for you?
I got into this whole career by working at a head shop.
Head shop. Like, isn't that bongs and?
It sure was.
Marijuana paraphernalia.
I'm finding out things I never knew. I like this.
I was in high school and I was looking for a job, and there was a gift boutique on Hollywood Boulevard called the Scented Gift Garden. And I thought, well, this looks like more fun than working at McDonald's or selling shoes somewhere. So I got a job there. And it so happened that a celebrity photographer rented a small portion of that store in order to just sell his celebrity photos to fans. And I saw what he was doing, and I'm sitting over there selling pipes and whatnot, and I thought, that looks more interesting. So I went over there and got a job with him, and he sent me out shooting some photos and bringing them back and selling them in his store. And from there, I just sort of stumbled into this career, and I've been in it ever since high school, more or less.
So when someone says, you've got to be high to get in this business, you could say, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. And ever regret the business, wishing you'd done something else? Are you happy with your lives and what you're doing? It's a fair question.
There are times I regret it. There are times I'm very happy I'm doing it. And then there are times I'm looking for, how can I take the knowledge I have and translate it into something else that might be a good business to be in?
Right. And we can talk about that, actually, because I had the good fortune to check out one of those businesses.
Yes, you did.
These two guys, well, you're not a guy, but I'm using it in a general
that's
term.
That's fine.
These two humans, they...
Shaky ground with that one, too.
Yeah, probably. They do something that is fascinating. And if you don't live in L.A. and just want to come out here for an incredible, just a Los Angeles Hollywood experience, let's say you're not even an actor, you got to take their class. They actually teach a class. It sounds crazy. Like, what do you have to learn to go to the red carpet? I mean, you think you show up, you smile.
The class we're teaching, Vic, is the Hollywood Red Carpet School.
Yeah, and, that's right. I was there.
And,
I know.
And it's just an absolute way to tell people what photographers are looking for when they're walking your red carpet.
And like, as someone just, you know, I've been at red carpets as a guest walking by, I never realized how much you one could do and mistakes that can be made that could determine whether one gets seen in magazines, online, and that kind of thing. So I took this class, and you know, when I was there, I was thinking I learned some tips. You don't know. Right. I mean, you can always learn. And then I was just thinking as I was talking to you that, because we have a lot of listeners who don't live in LA, that this would be an amazing just experience to be working with you two. Even, you know, the class is totally professional. It's really geared towards professionals, but really it's a great class for anyone who does anything where they need to be photographed, because you really teach what to do to kind of make that photo pop.
And then we actually shoot you on the red carpet.
Yes, they do that in the class. Now, what are... we want to give all the secrets away. But there are, you know, it's a science. You guys, how many years between the two of you? Like 50 years? 40
between,
some?
Between the
60.
Two of us.
So you figured it out. That's a lot of pictures. What are some of the big mistakes that the top celebrities make, as well as just anyone?
Rule, yes.
Rule number one.
Yeah.
And I actually think there's a conspiracy about this, but rule number one, don't wear black.
Right.
Never wear black.
Now, wait a minute, because I showed up to their class wearing black, and I knew at the end of the class that they were going to be taking pictures, so I was freaked out. Not okay, that's maybe exaggerating. I wasn't freaked out.
No, it wasn't an exaggeration. You were freaked out.
I was. Well, because here I have this opportunity. It was our first meeting, And I plan to see you many times on the red carpet when I'm working, and I want to show you my best stuff. And I'm in this class, and part of the class is they shoot you professionally, and I show up in how I like wearing black. I think I look good wearing black.
And so do I.
She does, yes. She was wearing, Kathy was wearing all black, and then she put on a purple thing over that. But I know you were in black during the whole class. And
it's a uniform for us.
I made a mistake. I wore black for my shoot. And I'll tell you what I did to fix that a little later. But why is wearing black a mistake? Slenderizing.
Black does not photograph well. Black does not reproduce well in print, and black is not regarded as interesting as fashion. What a lot of people need to understand, I have a line that I say all the time. I shoot clothes. There just happen to be celebrities in them. Because when you open a People magazine or an Us magazine, in the first couple of pages, you're going to get the two-page spread that has eight or nine celebrities, actresses standing side by side, and it's going to be a fashion roundup. And you need to be able to see what they're wearing. If there's detail in the dress, you need to be able to see it. And when you print black, all of that just disappears. You just look like a big black blob. And so generally speaking, people don't like to run photos of celebrities wearing black. So if you come to a carpet and you want press, you are seriously damaging yourself by wearing even your sexiest best black dress.
Now, there is one exception to that, I'm guessing. If you wear black, if you show a lot of skin, and perhaps there's a surprise in the back. Like, again, no skin.
Yeah, but it's so much better if you're wearing purple and you have surprise in skin.
Okay. So black really is a no. There aren't really exceptions.
If you're showing skin, you're going to get print because of the skin. It's in spite of the black. The black is still not doing you any favors.
One thing that you said in the class, which you just repeated, which I find really interesting. I don't know if, Jen, if this made you, I don't know, kind of caught your attention. You shoot fashion, not people, which is great for someone who isn't an A-lister, a B-lister, or maybe even a C-lister. So you get someone who's wanting to break in, let's say. Oh, I have very few credits, but they have an incredible outfit or an amazing accessory. Suddenly, Dave's interested. Is that right?
The easiest way for an unknown to get press is to wear the right clothes and wear them the right way. And it is doable. Even if you are a complete unknown, you can end up in the pages of Us or People if you know how to wear the right clothes at the right time and how to show it off right.
What does that mean, wear the right clothes at the right time?
Magazines like to run color roundups. This month they'll do all green, and they'll just have a series of pages of actresses wearing green, all blue, all red. Of course, they're gonna run it if they have Jennifer Lopez wearing red, and they have Gwyneth Paltrow wearing red, and they have Amy Adams wearing red, but they got to fill a couple of pages. And not everybody wearing a red dress is going to be an A-list star. So if you are wearing a fantastic red dress, you might be just what they need to fill those two pages.
How do you know what color is being run?
Go to the Hollywood Red Carpet School, of course.
Well, how do you know ahead of time?
You follow the fashion trends. What's the in color? You know, what are the magazines featuring? So as far as the fashion magazines, not the celebrity magazines.
Okay, well, we're talking about online. You also, what's being shown online?
What's being shown online?
Where online? Like what? Okay.
Let your fingers do the walking.
The top.
Go to Pinterest. See what the top outfits are on Pinterest. Go okay. And see what's showing in Milan and what's showing in the fashion shows in New York.
Okay, it's what people do generally when they go shopping and go to
exactly.
A store and see what are the colors this fall or winter. Okay.
I would also highly recommend that people follow snarky fashion blogs.
Yes, we like snarky sometimes.
And which ones would you suggest?
I think Go Fug Yourself is a good one, where they critique fashion, and they will say who's doing it right if you've done it right, but they will rip you to shreds if you've done it wrong, and you can learn a lot of mistakes and what to do and what not to do by looking at blogs like that, because that's likely where your photo's going to end up.
On the other hand, if you do it wrong and you do it wrong well, you might get published just because it looks so bad. And if they spell your name right, do you really care?
There's no bad press, as they say. Sometimes bad fashion is the best fashion.
I've gotten a thank you note from an unknown actress who I shot and got published in one of the tabloids as a, would you be caught dead in this outfit? She wrote me a thank you note.
Was the outfit really horrible?
Yes.
And did she wear it intentionally?
No.
You guys said something that really blew me away too, which I just thought was hilarious. Like, now I see these magazines where they say like who wore it best, and I always think like, oh my God, that's such a like fashion faux pas to wear the same outfit as someone else. And then you guys are saying it's a good thing. Wear the same outfit if you're not an A-lister. If you can wear something, but how do you know ahead of time? I guess you would see what came out.
You see what came out and wear the similar outfit. So in 2 weeks, they'll run a little thing. So it wore it best.
Yeah, I think that's so funny because it's so counterintuitive. Jenny, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think you would want to look really good and not bad.
Well, like the whole, but also like you don't want to wear, be seen wearing the same thing as someone else. That's like a woman's, like that's a woman's nightmare.
But
seemingly.
If it happens, and it has happened on a red carpet, where two actresses come to the same event wearing the same dress, embrace it, pose together, and laugh it up.
Is that what many do? Or
yes.
Are there some, so it's not a faux pas anymore?
It is, but
make
rather than looking awkward or angry about it, you need to just laugh it up and make the most out of it.
Now, is the designer probably going to get their ass chewed later for selling the same outfit? To
at the level that happens, it's not necessarily a unique item, so it can be readily available in a store
if it's on the red carpet.
Not everybody is styled on a red carpet. The actresses will go to a shop and buy a dress for that evening's premiere, just like anybody else might. And if two actresses going to the same event happen to go to the same store and buy the same dress, it can happen.
Now, how are people getting, I get how, like, if you're an A-lister, you're going to a red carpet because they want you there. Either you're in the film or the movie or a show or whatever. But what is, how does the girl, the lady who thanked you, the unknown, for her horrible outfit, how do these people get onto the red carpet?
There's several different ways, but the most important of which is a publicist. A publicist who is known in town, who knows the movers and the shakers and knows how to get invited onto carpets with their clients.
So what does that cost to get a publicist?
It can run the gamut. If you're dealing with a publicist whose primary job is just to get you on red carpets, you might pay in the range of $750, $1,000 a month. There are some who might do it for $500 a month, and all they do is get you on red carpets. There are other publicists who will get you on red carpets and do more. The ones who can guarantee you placement in magazines and blogs, much more powerful publicists, but of course,
much more powerful fees.
Much more powerful fees.
So you literally can, a person can pay to get in the magazines by paying a publicist.
Not necessarily directly. But you pay to get the relationship that the publicist has with magazines.
They say, "Hey, this is Joe Baum. He's in this film and this film. How do you even do that?"
If you're willing to pay the price for a good publicist who can get you decent press, basically what you're looking for is a publicist who already reps much bigger names than you, and they can leverage access to their bigger clients in exchange for press on their smaller clients.
So that oftentimes on a red carpet, you'll have an A-list celebrity and their publicist come down, and they'll make sure they look at you. And a week later, they'll come down the carpet with a producer or a writer or an up-and-coming talent you'd never heard of, and they'll come up to you and say, "Hey, would you do me a favor? I have so-and-so. Would you please shoot them?"
And do they get used?
No, but we do the favor for them, so right. We get the A-lister and...
I get you. I understand.
We trade favors.
It's how the world works. If you want the table at the front, you got to slip the maitre d' a few dollars.
That's right, Vic. Trade favors.
Right. And why would it be any different there?
Yeah.
What are some of the biggest mistakes? Let's get back to some of the mistakes that celebrities do make and others as well on the red carpet. One is the black, wearing all black. Is another wearing this? Let's talk about hats. Bad idea?
Bad idea. Pretty much I'm just going to go right out and say never. There are times when hats are okay, but it is so far and few between that a hat is okay. I'm just willing to say if you are new talent and you want to hit the carpet and you want press, leave the hats at home.
We're looking for a stock photo, a photo that represents you, that can be used time and time and time again by magazines, by blogs, by whomever. And if you're wearing a hat, it's no longer a stock photo. You may look distinguished. You may look handsome. In fact, Vic, you look very good with a hat on.
I did bring a hat.
Yes, you did.
But I asked ahead of time if I could wear it. I didn't just come in with it.
The photographers are looking for a photo that will stand the test of at least a few months.
One of the things you guys shared, which also totally blew me away, was you said don't pose with like characters from the film. Like if it's an animated film, don't stand next to Smurf.
Props are bad. Props are your enemy if you are up-and-coming talent. The reason why is if you're at the premiere of, just say Shrek, a Shrek-like premiere.
Right.
Sometimes these movies will spend a lot of money to create a Shrek village. The red carpet becomes a Shrek village with Shrek homes and... they'll have characters on the carpet dressed as the Shrek characters. And of course, if you're Mike Myers or you're somebody in that film, the photographers are going to scream to get the photo of them with the character and it's funny and ha ha ha, because obviously that kind of thing is going to sell to promote this movie. Mike Myers is what is going to sell to promote the Shrek premiere. But if you're not in the movie, if you're new up and coming talent, again, we're looking for that stock photo of you that can sell over and over again. They're not going to run a photo of you standing next to a guy in a Shrek character because you're not in the movie, and that photo is never going to ever see the light of day.
And it obstructs the carpet flow. The whole thing about the carpet is there's a rhythm to it. And when you're involved with it, you know what the rhythm is. And Dave is the expert at carpet flow.
The backdrop on a red carpet is called a step and repeat. That is what it's called, and there's a reason. You pose, and then you step down, and you repeat, and step down and repeat.
Step
and
down meaning move forward,
move
not
forward,
there's no stairs.
Right, go 10 feet
down
the carpet.
Walk down the carpet.
Mm-hmm. Step and repeat. And after you've left position one and moved on to position two or position three, another celebrity is going to hit the carpet and get into position one, and it has to move somewhat like
an
conveyor
escalator.
Belt.
Yeah.
And so the mistake that the person on the red carpet would make would be not reading the flow, staying too long in one place, not letting an A-lister go.
That can be the death of new talent. If you step on a carpet before an A-lister and you're expecting your fair share of time, forget it. Forget it.
I shot a premiere the other night, the Expendables 3 premiere. Carmen Electra, who is a beautiful woman, been around a long time, she was posing, and all of a sudden, Arnold Schwarzenegger is coming down the carpet. And I know Carmen. I said, Carmen, hold off. We got Arnold coming. Just wait. So she stepped back. Arnold came down, did his posing, and she resumed. It was priceless as far as how to work it. Her ego wasn't involved. She knew that Arnold was going to come first.
Yeah.
Well played, Carmen.
Very well played.
So where did she go? Off the carpet?
No, she just backed up.
Oh, so you can still be around. You just don't want to be taking front and center.
In the case of the Expendables carpet, it was a very messy carpet anywhere with people everywhere. So her stepping back didn't have any effect. Generally speaking, if it's a clean carpet, photographers want a clean shot. And so we would ask her to step out.
Right.
But then she could step back in and resume. And that was very gracious of Carmen to do that, and a lesson new talent needs to learn and take to heart and not have any ego about. If a bigger name is coming, you need to surrender the carpet to them. Do not be a distraction. Do not be in the shot. Step aside.
Don't ask to have a selfie on the carpet with
them. Oh, God, never.
What's the worst behavior you've seen of a red carpet guest?
Go ahead, Kathy.
Red carpet guest would be one that thinks that they're the most important thing on a red carpet and they need to meet every celebrity walking the carpet before they do press.
That they feel they need to meet every
celebrity. Oh, absolutely.
That's odd.
It happens every time we do
a celebrity
red
who feels they need to meet every other celebrity before they actually do the
or a guest, not a celebrity, a producer's wife, the child of the publicist that's walking somebody else down the carpet.
You all need to meet them first.
We need to shoot the celebrity first.
Right.
But they think, the guest thinks that they need to be in the shot with the celebrity.
Okay.
And would you shoot me with so-and-so?
And it kills it. Because no one cares about that other person.
Nicely said, Vic. Nicely said.
Right.
And as far as bad carpet behavior from...
What about Steve-O? I think you
Steve-O
mentioned
Steve-O would be the... Steve-O would be the, the story that comes immediately to mind. Not once, but...
Steve-O from Jackass fame.
Steve-O from Jackass fame. Not once, but twice walked up on a red carpet and...
Exposed himself.
Whipped it out. And you'd think that would have been the end of the behavior. No, right. No. He peed on the carpet, yes.
Oh, so it was a purple carpet.
Yes.
You're bad.
We actually had that happen at an event, and I forget if it was later on that night or the following morning, the publicist who was running the event actually emailed us all and just half begged and half warned us, do not run any of those Steve-O photos. Please, please, please. And if you do, probably not going to get invited to any more of my events.
Really? But to me, that what happened in No Such Thing as Bad Publicity?
Well,
I mean, that's
the event doesn't want that behavior associated with their film.
I see.
They want their film to take precedence, not Steve-O's inclinations.
Okay. Now, a couple, we're already, so much time has passed, but there are a couple things I have to know. One is, what is, and it's a fair question. I'll just preface it with that.
That should be the name of the show.
You know what? That's a great idea.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to use that. What is the most currently today you can make on a photo? Because, you know, I think that. I don't know. I'm just so curious. I can't help
but
ask.
I hate talking prices.
I know.
I really hate it.
It's a very annoying. You can give me a range. I'm just like.
There's. You can catch a random
sale. It's
such
an unusual business. You know, it's a question that has to be asked.
The average photo used to sell for $250. Now it can sell for as little as 25 cents.
Literally.
People have said, I haven't seen one, but I've seen, they've said they've had sales reports for 2 cents or a penny.
Used to be you'd sell a photo, and because the competition in the business has gotten to be so great, a lot of agencies now sell subscriptions where an outlet will pay a flat monthly fee and they will come take all they want. And so when that fee gets divvied up among all
the buffet style.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If they come and take 2,000-3,000 photos, each one of those photos ends up being worth a few dollars or a few pennies of that subscription fee. And you know, now it's you have to sell quantity because the quality sales aren't there like they used to be.
Right. And that's where the business has completely changed.
And it's hard to compete, again, like I said, with Kim Kardashian taking selfies of her own butt.
The consumer is now using the internet much more as a source of news and fashion and gossip than they are picking up a magazine and paying for a magazine subscription. Mm-hmm. So the entire business model has changed dramatically.
Well, also, the reason you're doing this class is because it used to be people would show up to the red carpet and that was it. But now it's become an industry.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I mean, there are people, is this true? There are people that they don't have a career. They don't have an acting career. They don't have even a reality TV career. Their career is showing up to red carpets. Is that true?
There are a number of those, yes.
And there are a number that have gotten TV shows because they show up to red carpets wearing nice outfits.
Because people eventually believe they must be someone, a celebrity of some sort, and then go, who is that? Who is that?
I mean, Paris Hilton is the ultimate poster child of that. She had no discernible talent. She had no career. She just started hitting this
carpet.
She was
a socialite.
She was a socialite, and there was the Paris Hilton effect where for many years, I mean, Kim Kardashian came out of that effect. For many years, it was about looking hot, being a snob, being a rich, you know.
Rich bitch.
Rich bitch, carefree, no consequences of my life because I'm, you know, an heiress. And that effect really changed the carpet for a few years. And we had a lot of people walking carpets with no discernible talent or credit, and some of them actually became famous from it.
Do you have any animosity towards or a feeling of like what a real actor is or celebrity versus a reality person, or do you just care about
the picture selling somewhere and can I make a living?
That's it. Now, we were talking about looks. I told you that it was as far as what people wear. I came in wearing a black outfit. I freaked out that I brought the wrong thing. I said to Kathy, do you mind if I just run and grab something? She thought I was going home, I think.
Yeah, I did.
I ran to a thrift shop. I got on Yelp and found a thrift shop down the street.
And I came out with the most amazing shirt.
It was pretty cool, I thought. It was a vintage 60s, 1960s shirt, purple. Very cool little tailoring on the underneath the collar. But anyways, and then you took some great shots. And
Thank you.
It was wonderful. It was so fun to see. And so today I wore a pink shirt. I never wear this shirt. But I'm like, there's no way I'm getting caught dead with them in black.
But it shows off the wonderful skin tone you have.
Thank you. Is it a good color for
me? It's a very good color for you.
So this would be a good red carpet shirt.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The other thing you said is always wear different things at the red carpet and also different looks. Like there was one actor in particular you showed a lot of photos of. And that's what's great about the class too, is there's a lot of show and tell here. Who was it again?
Was that Keanu Reeves or Leonardo DiCaprio? No. Because quite frankly...
No.
The same
look.
It was
neither one of them.
That's true. If you want to do a do or don't, go look up Leonardo DiCaprio and who's the other one?
Keanu Reeves.
And what you're saying is true. They really don't.
Every look they give to every photographer is very similar.
Now, but then the side part to me, and then I go, yeah, it's really hurt their career. But when you're not them and you do that, it does hurt because you don't end up anywhere. And who knows how many other places they'd be.
It's true.
As opposed to Alan Cumming, who I think is the actor you're talking about, that we show has incredible red carpet range and style and command of that carpet.
And he is really the poster child for great taste and a great red carpet strategy.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And it's not the and for people who want to see your photos, how do they do that?
My photos are on hutchinsphoto.com.
HUTCHINS.
PHOTO.com.
Okay. And Dave?
I am dailyceleb.com. DailyCeleb.com.
Okay. I've been to your sites. And what's interesting, and I could be mistaken here, but I didn't see a picture of either of you.
Do you really want to see a picture of either one of us?
Faces for behind the camera.
Come
we
on,
have
guys.
Faces for radio.
Come
yeah.
on. I found that so ironic. No photo.
We're there to capture beauty, not be beautiful.
It was so interesting, though.
Well, it's if you search my name on the internet, you will find a picture of me and Gene Simmons. That's all I have to say.
I refuse to put a picture of myself on Facebook. So.
Is that true? You are very private. I tried to find you after the class, and fortunately, through Kathy, I was able to track you down. Yes, Kathy was my source.
You're the one who gave it up.
That's right.
Darn you.
Don't worry. Now, we were talking about looks. I'm good with my pink. And now we have Jenny here. Jenny, why don't you stand up for us? You can stay right there. Jenny's wearing a kind of like a gray, I don't know, what would you call that, Jenny?
I think a tan gray.
Jacket? Like a, what
blazer.
Do you? Blazer. Okay. It's like a cotton
cardigan.
Blazer.
Cardigan.
She's got a light pink cute dress. She's wearing pearls. And looks like you did a lot of makeup today. I usually don't see you so made up. Was that for our guests?
Yeah, I knew that you were bringing in photographers.
Oh!
No. I like putting on lashes. You haven't seen me in a long time, Vic.
Okay, well, I like your new look. It looks fantastic. But we're not talking about your look here in the studio. Let's talk about this look and how appropriate it would be on the red carpet, okay? Guys, and be honest.
Dave,
imagine,
it's all you.
Imagine she were in the class.
Okay, get ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
You wore a solid color. Which is always good.
Very good.
We always say if you are going to have a moment on a red carpet and you're relatively new, you have to be solid color. I would probably choose a more vibrant color than you chose.
Are you talking about the dress?
I'm talking about the pink.
Okay.
We'll get to the gray in a moment.
Yeah.
Talking about the pink.
The pink dress.
It's good that it's solid. I would say a stronger color, a more vibrant color would likely get you noticed more on a carpet and would likely get you better press. Just because the pale pink, it looks nice to the eye, but when it goes through the camera and then gets on the web or goes to the camera and ends up in print, it could end up getting even more washed out and the color could drift.
I'm going to take a picture of you later and we'll put it on Instagram It's the Vic Cohen, because I think there was another Vic Cohen. Mm. And you guys can check out Jenny and what she's wearing. Okay, go on, please.
You've accessorized. You have the pearls. That's always good. Always go to a red carpet with some accessories. You have the earrings happening. That's very good. The only thing that I would say is I would ditch the gray cardigan. It is also a sort of a pale color. And as I said, if there's color drift when these photos end up getting published, those two colors can just become a blob.
What is drift? Bleeding?
Not bleeding. It's just color reproduction is an iffy thing. Like, you can have five different photographers shoot the same person at the same time with five different cameras, and they all look different because each of these cameras is set to a different color balance. And color is not an exact thing. And then the photos get post-processed by photo editors, and then they go to magazines and get further post-processed. There's a lot of stuff that happens to a photo before it ends up.
The more vibrant the color, the more chance you have of it looking fabulous.
Any other additions you'd say to this, Kathy?
I think that the jacket is wonderful. If it had been a more vibrant color, she can get away with the pink dress underneath if the jacket itself was popped up.
Okay, here are my thoughts. First of all, you guys are nuts. She's perfect. She's gorgeous.
Yes, she is.
Well, that's not what we're talking about. That. Okay, here's what I would suggest. And you tell me if I'm wrong here. I'm going to be very, very right on. I'm going to be honest. I love the hair. We didn't talk about that. It's like a light purple. I think that's fun. And it's not over the top, correct?
It looks great.
Yeah. I would go with a bright red lipstick because I think it would pop. I think, are you Hispanic or Latino?
Yeah.
I think that your coloring, it would pop with the color, your tone of your skin. Do you guys agree with that?
What do you think?
Okay, tell me why.
I don't agree only because the lipstick goes with what she's currently wearing.
Oh, well, you've changed that too.
If she had a more vibrant color, she would need a more vibrant lipstick, yes.
I think she would look gorgeous in like a red rose type outfit, dress. What do you think?
I think she looks gorgeous now, but she would look better on camera.
That's what we're talking about.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you look beautiful. But did that help their assessment? I like how I'm doing it. Like, I'm the expert. But
actually, we taught you well.
Yes.
I usually wear like a black dress under this, but seeing how black never isn't fitting for it, right? But yeah, no, I haven't worn red with my hair color because I kind of...
You can get away with it. It would be wonderful, actually.
Okay, so I'll try that next. Yesterday, I wore like a kind of deep purple red.
That would be nice.
But yeah, I was just trying it out.
We are like practically out of time. We only have like a minute or so.
Oh my.
Please tell us again your website, how people can come and learn from you.
www.hollywoodredcarpetschool.com.
Okay, hollywoodredcarpetschool.com. You are on Twitter, right?
We're on Twitter, and that's at HollywoodRCS. And we're on Facebook as Hollywood Red Carpet School.
When's your next class, or how often are you doing? Like once a month?
We're doing it every third Saturday of the month from 2:30 to 5. And our next class is the 23rd of August.
Okay, great.
And at the Secret Rose Theater in North Hollywood, near Lancashire and Magnolia.
But being that a lot of people listen to this in the future, check the website. It could be in many places. It could be 3 times a week.
And if you'd like to bring us in to do a special school for you, we're available for that too.
Oh, that's interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's not just for people who are actors. It's anyone who's in front of a camera.
It's for anybody that wants to feel more comfortable in their skin, that they're presenting themselves the best they can.
Okay. Well, you guys have been really great, and I'm so excited that I've had you here. I learned a ton even this time. And what's really cool is that there's so much more to be learned. That's what's so amazing. It's, you know, like I said in the beginning of this, it's like a red carpet.
You made the hour fly.
Well, no, you guys made it fly. And I was like, isn't it true, Jenny? You're like, what? A red carpet? Like, yeah. You could do a whole weekend seminar on this stuff. I mean, there's that much going on. It's real interesting. Did you learn something, Jen?
I did.
What's the one thing?
I'm going to pick up some fashion tips.
Well, come to our class, Jen.
I will, actually.
What's the one thing that like surprised you the most?
The black, yeah. Not wearing black. Yeah, because I see so many celebrities do wear black. Maybe I haven't paid attention too much to...
No, they do, and it's quite frankly a problem.
You know what? I'm going to end it. I will have to end it with our time, but I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'll put the answer on Facebook, okay? The question is going to be, I want to hear what you guys think about celebrities and tattoos. How to handle that? Should they cover them, not cover them? If you get a new one, is this the time to show it off? Don't answer here. I'll talk to you off mic. And then I'll put it on Facebook and also at Skid Row. when we post the show.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again so much, guys. You were amazing. Thank you, Jenny. And thank all of you for joining us here on Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question.
I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question.